tribute in 2 to 3 minutes is like trying to like put the Milky Way into a nutshell. But here goes. Jonathan, your work is hot, molten, fearless liquid. Your head-exploding curiosity along with your radical heart has inspired the shit out of me for all the universe. Like no other. Right off the bat, you stopped making sense. You write through cage heat, patient dreams, swimming to Cambodia, slaughtering lambs, 11, Hollywood big time, low budget brilliance, documentaries, Cousin Bobby, Neil Young, The Agronomist, There's Been Something Wild, Melvin and Howard, Rachel's Wedding, and even now, you are delving for the first time into the artistically heroic and financially crippling realm of Off-Broadway theater. I'm going to have to say something about what a gifted, genius collaborator you are. You lead with freedom and trust. Your belief in me is so strong that it almost overwhelms my disbelief in myself. And even when it's not my idea, it seems like it might. Maybe it could have been my idea, but because I tried for the story and the truth. You really show up for your friends and your support for me as an artist has been really important. You've come to see my plays, not just in New York, but in Princeton, Poughkeepsie, Williamstown, Costa Mesa, Orange County. Come to see my plays. You have introduced me to so much on this planet. Carl Jung's Red Book, New Order, Spalding Gray, Robin Hitchcock, Bank Robbers, Patty Mitchell and Stephen Reed, oysters off the back of a flatbed truck, morning tall boys right before meeting the studio, 2 in the morning White Castles in a limousine. If, as William Blake proposes, the road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom, then you have not only arrived at the palace, you have seriously overshot. Influence transcend wisdom. It cuts it up into little stars that shine with a mystery that cannot be spoken ever, and particularly not in 2 minutes. I love you, Jonathan.